For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michelle. Let's begin at the beginning with one of the earliest women composers we know about, Hildegard von Bingen, the inspired abbess of the convent of Bingen on the Rhine, who lived from 1098 to 1179. She was a visionary theologian, in addition to being a composer of 77 religious songs and a lengthy music drama. Often called a mystic, she chronicled her visions and wrote on medical and scientific matters, as well as on the lives of saints. She was well known throughout Europe, responding to theological questions, making prophecies, corresponding with popes and monarchs, offering spiritual guidance, and speaking out for reform. For Hildegard, music was an avenue of access to mystical experience. She composed music as a way of making palpable God and divine beauty. In a letter written when she was nearly 80 years old, in which she was defending the right of her convent community to sing, she said this: "The body is truly the garment of the soul, which has a living voice. For that reason, it is fitting that the body simultaneously with the soul repeatedly sing praises to God through the voice." In accordance with this meaning, the prophetic spirit orders that God be praised with cymbals of jubilation and with the rest of the musical instruments which the wise and studious have created, since all of the arts, whose purpose is to fill uses and needs of man, are brought to life by that breath of life which God breathed into the body of man, and therefore it is just that God be praised in all things. Many of Hildegard's chants were in praise of the Virgin Mary, such as the one we'll be hearing. The text is intensely mystical and erotic. Sensual imagery, impassioned love of Mary, and enthusiastic awe of the mystery of God are found over and over in Hildegard's works. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on KMFA.